We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah.
The world,
the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come,
let us learn what they are.
The world,
the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come,
let us learn what they are.
We thank you, Allah.
We thank you, Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. Hey friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you all? I hope you're doing great by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So friends, welcome to the 11th episode of my program, The World of Kids Season 2. I hope you enjoyed the previous episodes and I hope you enjoyed this one too. So without any ado, let's start with the answers of the 5 questions I asked in the previous episode. So question number 1, what does Yawmun Nahar mean? So the answer to question number 1 is that Yawmun Nahar means the day of slaughter. Question number 2. What was the first thing Shaitan asked Hazrat Ibrahim when he was going with his son? So the answer to question number 2 is that when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was taking Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam with him, Shaitan asked, "O Ibrahim, where are you intending to go?" So question number 3, how many pieces of stone did Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam throw at Shaitan? So the answer to question number 3 is that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam threw 7 stones at Shaitan. Question number 4, what was the name of the mountain where Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam took Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam to sacrifice him? So the answer to question number 4 is that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam took Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam to the Mount of Sabir. Question number 5, how many times did I tell you to recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the previous hadith? So the answer is that I asked you to recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at least 50 times a day. So kids, without any ado, let's start with the first segment of our program, Madani Qaida.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
So today we are going to start with lesson number 7, the letters of Madda. So this sign is called Sukoon, which means Jazm. A letter which has a Sukoon Jazm on it is called Sakin. The Sakina letter is read with Mutaharrik letter coming before it. There are 3 letters of Madda. They are Alif, Waw and Ya. When there is a Zabar before an Alif, it becomes Alif Madda. And when there is a Pesh before Waw Sakina, it becomes Waw Madda. And when there is a Zir before Ya Sakina, it becomes Ya Madda. So now let's start reading these letters so we can learn how to recite them and how to pronounce them better.
Ba, Alif, Zabar. Ba, Ba, Waw, Pesh, Bu. Ba, Ya, Zer, Bi. Ta, Alif, Zabar, Ta. Ta, Waw, Pesh, Tu. Ta, Ya, Zer, Ti. Sa, Alif, Zabar, Sa. Sa, Waw, Pesh, Su. Sa, Ya, Zer, Si. Jim, Alif, Zabar, Ja. Jim, Waw, Pesh, Ju. Jim, Ya, Zer, Ji. Ha, Alif, Zabar, Ha. Ha, Waw, Pesh, Hu. Ha, Ya, Zer, Hi. Gha, Alif, Zabar, Gha. خ واو پیش خو خ یا زیر خی دال الف زبر دا دال واو پیش دو دال یا زیر دی رال الف زبر را رال واو پیش رو تال یا زیر زی را الف زبر را را واو پیش رو را یا زیر ری ز الف زبر ز ز واو پیش زو ز یا زیر زی سین الف زبر سا سین واو پیش سو سین یا زیر سی شین الف زبر شا شین واو پیش شو شین یا زیر شی صاد الف زبر صا صاد واو پیش صو صاد یا زیر صی ضاد الف زبر ض ضاد واو پیش بو ضاد یا زیر بی طا الف زبر طا طا واو پیش تو طا یا زیر طی و الف زبر و و واو پیش و و یا زیر وی عین الف زبر ع عین واو پیش عو عين يا زير عي غين الف زبر غ غين واو بيش غو غين يا زير غي فا الف زبر فا فا واو بيش فو فا يا زير في قاف الف زبر قا قاف واو بيش قو قاف يا زير قي كاف الف زبر كا كاف واو بيش كو كاف يا زير كي لام الف زبر لا لام واو بيش لو لام يا زير لي ميم الف زبر ما ميم واو بيش مو ميم يا زير مي نون الف زبر نا نون واو بيش نو نون يا زير ني واو الف زبر وا واو واو بيش و واو يا زير وي ها الف زبر ها ها واو بيش هو ها يا زير هي همزه كلا زبر ا همزه واو بيش او همزه يا زير اي يا الف زبر يا يا واو بيش يو يا يا زير ي.
So kids, this was the way to how to pronounce madda letters. I hope you know how to pronounce them well now. And without any ado, let's start with the second segment of our program, Waqia.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
two kids, we're going to continue with the waqia which was going on in the previous episode from the book Unique Son. So let's continue with our waqia. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam further said to his father, "Dear father, tie me tightly with ropes before you slaughter me so that I do not move lest my reward should be reduced. Also, please protect your clothes from the splashes of my blood because my mother will get grieved if she sees it. Sharpen the knife so that it runs properly over my throat, meaning my throat gets cut immediately because death is extremely painful. Make me lie on my front, placing my forehead over the ground so that you cannot see my face while slaughtering me. And when you go to my mother, please convey my salam to her. And if you consider it appropriate, so please give my qamis, meaning a long, loose, and full-sleeved shirt to her. This will comfort her and help her have patience." Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam said, "O son, how helpful are you to me in carrying out the order of Allah Azza wa Jal." Thereafter, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam tied his son as suggested by him, made him lie on his front with his forehead placed over the ground, sharpened his knife, averted his eyes from his face and ran the knife over his throat. But the knife did not cut. His throat was not slit. At the very moment Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam received divine revelation, translation from Qanzul Iman, we called to him, "O Ibrahim, you have indeed made the dream come true, and this is how we reward the righteous ones. Indeed, this was a clear test, and we rescued him in exchange of a great sacrifice as a ransom." After Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam made Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam lie on the ground to slaughter him, Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salam brought a ram from paradise as fidya with the order of Allah Azza wa Jal and uttered loudly from a distance, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." Listening to this voice, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam lifted his head towards the sky and realized that the ordeal was made by Allah Azza wa Jal to go through has turned into ease, and a ram has been set as fidya to be sacrificed in place of his son.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
So a question arises, what about the meat of the ram from paradise? Most commentators of the Holy Quran have stated that the ram slaughtered by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam as fidya for Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam was brought from paradise. It was the same ram presented as sacrifice by Sayyidina Habil radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. The meat of the ram was not cooked but was eaten by beasts and birds. 2 years after Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was martyred. The dirty Yazid sent 12 or 20,000 troops under the command of Muslim bin Uqbah to invade Madinatul Munawwara. The cruel Yazidis shed too much blood in Madinatul Munawwara, martyred over 10,000 people including 7,000 blessed companions, looted homes in Medina, committed extremely shameful crimes, and even tied horses to the pillars of Masjid Nabawi. This army, when reached Makkatul Mukarrama, where boulders were thrown by catapults, filling the blessed corridors of the Holy Haram with stones and causing the blessed pillars of Masjidul Haram to collapse. These cruel people then set fire to the blessed roof of the Holy Kaaba and its blessed covers. The horns of the ram that had come from paradise and was sacrificed by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam as fidya for Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam were kept safe as relics on the roof of the Holy Kaaba, but even they were burned due to the fire. The very same day, 15 Rabiul Awwal 64 AH, when the Holy Kaaba was desecrated, the dirty Yazid also met his doom in Homs, a Syrian city at the age of 39. Intoxicated by his rule, the ill-fated Yazid oppressed the people of Makkah and Medina beyond measures and brutally assassinated the blessed family members of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, including Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Trampling over the fragrant flowers of the garden of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, his satanic rule lasted for only 3 years and 7 months. How great lesson can be drawn from his death? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So kids, without any ado, let's head over to the third segment of our program, Hadith.
Thank you, Allah.
Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whoever walks on the path in search of knowledge, Allah azza wa jal makes the path of paradise easy for him. Sallu ala habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So kids, our today's sunnat is about how to wear shoes the correct way in the light of sunnah. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to start wearing his shoes with his right foot, and when he took them off, he started with the left foot. And we should also do the same as him, as it will bring us more sawab. So kids, I hope you learned the hadith I told you, and I hope you will act upon the sunnah I told you. So kids, without any ado, let's start with the final segment of my program, Questions and Answers.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
So question number one, how many letters of Madda are there? Question number two, what are the letters of Madda? Question number three, why did Hazrat Ismail tell his father Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam to not let his blood get on his clothes? Question number four, what was Hazrat Ismail replaced with? Question number five, where was the animal which was replaced with Hazrat Ismail from? So kids, those were the five questions from today, and if you paid attention throughout this whole episode, these questions would be really easy for you. I hope you learned a lot from today's episode, and I hope this episode was really interesting for you. Allow me to leave. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. The sun, the moon, the stars. Come, let us learn what they are. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.